like to call the town commissioners meeting for March 28th to order. If we could rise for the Pledge of Allegiance, and if I could ask Dan to lead us off.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Tonight we have Commissioner Wood, Commissioner Mayhem, and Commissioner Reinhart, and myself. Is Jeff here on?
No, he's not.
Okay. And Jeff is not here tonight. Did everybody look at the meeting minutes?
Yes. I wanted to clarify one thing. Kathy and I were like, what the heck did we decide on meeting for now? So if you guys don't mind, take a close look at that section. If you haven't already, I'll give a page.
Brian and I were opposites on that.
Yes.
So we were like, to be clear.
Legislative meeting on the second Tuesday.
Legislative meeting is going to be the first meeting of the month.
And the working session is the fourth Tuesday.
Yes.
I think that's what we have in a minute, Kathy.
Yes, but what was happening was the question.
The legislative session.
That's the voting one.
Yeah, that would be, you know, taking action on anything that would have been discussed
at the working meeting.
So that's not what it is in there now.
And something that I want to bring up it after we open up things.
Because my understanding was that the legislative was the first. We do all the checks and all that stuff, and you discuss things.
No, legislative is voting.
So, okay, so then I have it backwards. So, but you just said working was voting. So that's why I'm confused.
No, legislative is the first one, the first meeting, and that's where the voting is. We do not vote on anything in a working meeting.
Okay, so what do you do in the working?
And that's somebody had brought that up. Usually they don't, but I'm thinking at the end we can have a small comment thing, but we can discuss that here in a few minutes.
Yeah, I'm still not here, but okay.
Well, I think that, I mean, if we're in agreement, I think that's what the minutes are capturing. First monthly meeting is a legislative meeting where items will be voted on but not discussed. The accounts payable would also be approved.
Yeah, wait,
that's really all we say.
The public comments. We need to be able to have public comments.
Mm-hmm. We're in one.
And why don't we?
Well, we didn't have to have public comment during the legislative session. That would be reserved for the working session before.
No, we still have to have public comment, even on, especially when we're voting.
I didn't think we had to. Like Cecil County Council, Lou?
Yeah, I know they don't.
That's kind of what we were going for.
Okay.
And I think that's what's in the minutes. I mean, is the board all right with that?
That we have.
Or you changed it to what you wanted, so. But we had mentioned that we had public comment.
Yeah.
So where is the public comment?
Both meetings. Especially during the legislative one where we're voting. I know that the county does it different. The county does that they had
during
public
the
comment
working.
During the working session. And then when they go back to vote, it's closed.
Legislative.
If the board wants public comment at both meetings, then... Maybe we should make that.
If we have a working meeting and we're discussing certain items at the working meeting, the public should be able to discuss there.
Mm-hmm.
We don't vote on it. And then it should be brought up to vote at the next meeting because they've already made the comment on it.
Yes, mm-hmm. That's how I saw it.
Yes.
So
that's what we said we're going to do. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let me just get it clear. Discussion is at the work meeting and they can public comment. The legislative, they're going to be voting. There's no discussion and there's no public comment. Is that correct?
I still think there ought to be.
I think at the end we might, because some legislative stuff, there might be things that just pop up during that.
That we said we'd look into prior to voting.
Yes.
So with your discussion then and the working, then you have time to look things over between the working and the legislative, and then you come back and you say, this is what I found out, let's vote.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm just saying, but if that's the case,
would the public comments come before the vote? Because if they come after the vote, then it's...
I think what Renee was saying there is, like, I guess every meeting there could be public comment.
Right.
But yeah. Whatever's voted on that night, there's no public comment on that.
Because it was already...
Okay. I'm fine with that. If there's something new that gets brought up by...
That comes up, that's fine. Like, hey, yes. We need to vote on this because this is happening.
They already decided the...
Right.
Yes.
The time for.
Yeah.
That there could be something else that we talked about. And then,
right. Yes.
And they're just going to tell me I can't talk about it.
I had it backwards. Thank you.
I know there was discussion back and forth, and everybody was like, okay.
We just wanted to get it right.
But there's going to be public comment at both meetings.
I know we discussed it, and it was like a new thing, and we just want to make sure. Yeah. So are you guys good?
Yeah.
I'm okay now.
Okay.
Adjust the minutes, yeah.
Well, you already put it down, so other than the public comment, I think that's the only thing we need to add in there.
Mm.
Yeah.
So is there any further discussion on the meeting minutes?
No, I'd make a motion to approve with amended comments.
Is there a second?
No, second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? Okay. Accounts payable, do you want to bring up something that's further down about the PNC thing while we're talking about this?
We just need to, in the meeting packet, add Mr. Reinhardt and Mr. Mahan as signers onto our accounts. So it's always good to have a motion and a second and an affirmative vote at the commissioner's meeting to add, in this case, Mr. Reinhardt, Mr. Mahan, take off Mr. Proctor and Mr. Fields. The PNC Bank sees that not only is it on our letterhead and it's signed by current signers, it's also approved in commissioner meeting minutes.
This has to be because it has to go to PNC for the meeting minutes. Okay.
That's why it's in here.
All right.
So you want to do accounts payable? We have accounts payable for this meeting of $47,069.23. Now that's higher than last meeting, but the significant thing, the difference is the tech trash payment is $21,000. So accounts payable was $28,000 last time we approved them. They're $47,000 now. When we do our meeting change, the plan is to post the accounts payable online so that they can be viewed before meetings in just transparency. The idea is to let everybody know what's going on rather than sitting and reading through an entire list. We want to make people more aware ahead of time. So any comments on everybody's, I assume, has read through. The biggest single thing was the tech trash.
What do we got? Four different checks going out, given away for. I know small checks, but they're like
very. It's topsoil. Topsoil. Yeah.
Yeah.
Check. They are on one check.
Okay.
And I think it has to do with foot log.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all foot log.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Because they were all the same, mm-hmm. 87, 87, 87, and 58.
Right, yeah. 58.
Yes.
And York was for RIPRAP?
Yes. Yeah.
We didn't get that from the noise.
No.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, I just finally
seen it. Here it says vendor total.
Yeah.
So vendor total. So when you have several invoices, you're going to have one total down at the bottom.
Right. And
okay.
Going forward, starting in May, we're going to be writing checks once a month. Right. So it's we have to be mindful that if you see things that are going to be happening in the month, we need to get that in to Kathy by the end of April so that it can be written. I know things might happen here or there, but for the most part, 99.9% of the time, and it's something that we need to learn.
A cutoff date.
Yes.
And work towards that. Yes.
Okay.
I make a motion to approve the bills for $47,059.23.
Is there a second to that? Are you? Did you do this the first? You did the first, didn't you?
No.
He just mentioned it. Yeah. Okay. I just want to make sure. I was confused. Is there a second?
No second.
Yeah. Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Again? Okay. The next thing on the agenda is about the Market Square property, which is the property between the firehouse and Market Street.
Just a quick question.
Were you going to do the signatures first before we
go? Oh, we can do that.
Just because it kind of went with that.
We can do that.
Because we need to do a vote on that, right?
Yes.
Just for the minutes. Yes.
There needs to be a motion.
I make a motion that we include Commissioner Mahan and Commissioner
Reinhart.
And take off
Commissioner Fockler and Commissioner Fields for PNC's bank signature update. Did you get that name on? Take off Fockler and Fields.
I don't think I get that. Mm-hmm. I can't second because I'm part of the thing. I think you're
to the PNC bank. Okay.
So who's going to second?
You guys can still do it, even though.
We can. Oh, okay. I'll second it.
Is there any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Against?
Got that. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. All right. The fire company came at the last meeting to talk about purchasing the property between Market Street and the firehouse. And after talking to the firehouse and to Market Street, one of the things that the firehouse was saying is because of the way their property sits, they can't even access HVAC or anything like that without going on to the lease property. I did talk to Bobby at Market Street, and she did state that they did talk, the fire company and Market Street did talk. She does not have any objections if the town does sell it to the firehouse. My question is, and with this discussion, this could go many different ways. We could either, because there was a market analysis, because this is an unusual property, it's hard to do an appraisal because there's really no comps to it. So market analysis is around between $20,000 and $30,000 range. The fire company did come in and offer to sell it to us for the tax value of the property. Discussion, I think it was 22.5. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The question is, do we really want to sell it to them for that? Do we just want to donate it to them? Or do we want, there's many different ways for this. Because I think a long time ago when this was done, it should have just went to the firehouse, not in some way, shape, or form. But we need to have a discussion about how we want to do this. So Is there anybody that would like to start the conversation?
I don't know. I don't know about the idea of giving it away. And I have already said that once you sell property, it doesn't come back to you. We no longer own it. And I just don't know why this came up so quick.
I'm not sure either how it got pushed.
Yeah, I don't know where this came. It came out of the blue. It really did.
Potentially came because they had just gotten $25,000 from 20 from York or from the Stewart family. So there's cash in hand. I don't have any problem selling it, but I want to see, I want to make certain that it gets paved.
Can't really ask
we
that.
Can't do that.
But they already have an agreement. They are working on doing that. Okay. But we cannot add that into
the condition of sale. Well, but that was the genesis of this whole issue was the disrepair of the state right of way in front of Market Street. Yeah. And then it continued and it got carried into the other piece of property. Mm-hmm. So we're not resolving an issue that was an issue if we don't put a stipulation in that it gets paved.
They already have a plan in place to do the paving. I do know that.
Right. Okay. But what about Bobby? How's Bobby affected? Are they going to pave in front of Bobby's? Because technically the state should be the people that take care of that. We have not had enough clout to get the state to do anything.
It's hard for us to do that in the state right away.
Right.
But I do know that talking to the fire company and to Market Street,
right,
that they are planning to do that whole area from where you go down between and the whole back and all that. That's between them.
As an update, SHA did say that they were trying to get it onto their priority list starting July 1.
Mm-hmm.
But we've been talking about
right.
it with
that's
them
been well it took years, and I would listen to that for
it took 20 years to get
exactly.
the sidewalk from where it is going through down Bladen Street.
It was my understanding a few meetings ago that this all came up because Charlestown didn't want the liability. Mm-hmm. So that's why I feel this began. And then the lawyer spoke, said we don't want the liability. That was definitely one of the meetings because I'm just speaking.
The lawyer did say that.
The lawyer said that after we had already decided to pave it and everything, Brian went and talked to Besky. But this was after the fact. This was after everything was all said, done, voted on, and put away for bed. Then all of a sudden it comes out that, well, Dave said, you know, this might be, a parking spot is always a parking lot is always a liability.
Right.
Well, we have them all over this town. I hate to tell you guys that, but we own lots of parking lots. So why is this one any different?
Well, it's the association of alcohol that people are coming out of Market Street.
I don't think they come out of the Wellwood intoxicated.
Well, but we're not talking about the Wellwood.
Okay, I am.
Well,
I'm talking about other parking lots that we own right across from the Wellwood. It's ours. We own that parking lot.
Right.
Okay, so there's really not a lot of difference. We own parking lots in the town that we have to maintain, correct?
But the parking lot across from the Wellwood is not primary parking for that establishment.
It's primary parking for Market Street. The primary parking for it is down back. That is the primary parking.
You wouldn't win that argument in court.
So
that's
now you're a lawyer.
No, I'm not. I'm not an attorney, but I do know liability issues.
Okay, well, so do I.
And,
I'm just saying that we own other parking lots. And they have alcohol around them, and they are all a liability. And this came up because of that. But this was all said and done. And that's the only thing I'm trying to find out was, where did this come from? Somebody is behind this, driving this. And it wasn't at this table. That's what I'm trying to let you know. It wasn't at this table driving this.
This was
not at this table driving this. When you say, well, the town wasn't here. That's why I'm
doing a town meeting.
I know it was at a town meeting, but I'm saying it wasn't at this board. Nobody was driving this, the sale.
When it was brought up, it was going back and forth, do we sell? And then it came up, there was a lease. And then it went back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And yes, I do remember for what we decided at that moment, because parking lots, and I know it happened out here many years ago that a woman fell and the town was liable for it. So that's where it came up to that we paved it.
Yes.
However, I am not against selling it to the fire department. I just want to know how the rest of the board feels.
Right.
Going forward on how we do it.
The fire company is here to service and help everyone in the community. 100%. If we can help them maintain and then be able to maintain their building, and if they do want to grow, they'll have more capability. I don't believe, and I don't want to misspeak, but I don't believe Charlestown is going to ever do anything with that right away. It's just going to sit there.
No, that, and that's exactly how I feel.
And the fire company can make use of it at some point.
They can't make any use of it, but they can. But the thing was we were helping the fire department, and that's where my heart was. So I'm kind of getting tired of hearing that. Well, she's against them and everything. No, I'm not. I was for the fire department. And that's why I jumped on the idea of getting it paved, because it wasn't so we could charge them more money for it, which was ludicrous. It was so that we could get it done for them and they didn't have to worry about it. You know, it was out of their realm then. It was like, let's get it fixed. And for one, it's an eyesore. For two, it's a liability. For three, it's our responsibility, not theirs. You know, let's get it done for them. They don't got to worry about it. It's done. It's fixed. It looks nice. It wasn't for what you said last time. It wasn't so that we could charge them more money.
Well, I mean, that's sort of in a real estate, that's sort of the natural conclusion.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Having heard what you just said, I would be in favor, and I think Rob would agree. I'm agreeing with what Rob said. I think we should donate it to the fire company, because if the town was willing to spend $33,000 for paving, we're saving money by donating it at a value of $22,500. So I'd be in favor of donating it to the fire company, but I would like some sort of stipulation or guarantee from them that it'll get maintained, and that's
I've heard they're going to do it.
Yeah,
you know.
Absolutely. Exactly. I mean, because we're giving, so we have a right to get.
Right.
So I would ask for something in writing that says we will pave it by this date, and then I'd be fine.
Giving us this money,
Take
care of this, because we already have a signed contract that we have to try to get out of.
So my understanding, they're going to honor that contract.
That's what I'm saying. They could maybe take over that contract.
Maybe that's
from what people have been talking.
And that's where I think that comes in, that instead of the town pulling out of something that I think could cost us dearly, is maybe they could put their name on the bottom line of it.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about that, Renee?
I agree. It could be that we put it in there that McGurk is the one, since we had mentioned for them to pave it. So
It's something that we could, you know.
That way we had a contract with them. We're donating. Will you take the donation of the property in contingent that you'll honor McGurk's
contract
that Charlestown was going to have?
Right.
Is Pumpkin online?
Jason.
Yeah, I think
he is.
J-Bar.
J-Bar
is
up
there.
Unmute J-Bar.
Yes, I'm online. Just to make sure we got some Zoom bombers tonight. We gotta make sure we know who's who.
Hey, Jason.
Yes.
Have you been listening?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you think that would be something that you guys would be culpable to?
Yeah, I mean, I can't speak for the whole board, but I'm sure that the board would go for it. I mean, we have our meeting on the 10th, so we get everybody back together on the 10th and go from there. But I mean, we had all intentions on maintaining it, and we've already been in with talk with Bobby about, you know, helping her with the lower end of the parking lot and so forth and so on.
Okay. Yeah, because that's something else too.
Right.
All right. Thanks, Jason.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you.
I would make a motion that if we to donate it to the fire company with the talked about stipulations. Mm-hmm. Because I think it's a win for it's a win for everybody. Yeah.
You want to list the stipulations for Kathy?
A list of stipulations that it gets paved. And maintained.
Well,
and the honoring
the contract.
Oh, yes. Mike McGurk. Yes.
So you'll need to pull that contract so we have it.
Mm-hmm.
And also, because he just said something that bothered me. What's the thing about parking for Market Street? He said something about,
they're going to pave the parking.
They're paving the parking.
They're paving the whole thing.
In the back, the bottom. And Bottom. Bobby's going in with them and doing
it. Does that include Black Avenue?
We're going to have to get her on board with this too. That's even better. It's a mess. It's going to be nice. But that's what I'm saying. We're going to have to get her on board with this.
Make sure that she's covered. Yes. I agree.
Okay.
So that it's fair. For everybody, you know, everybody,
someone else.
So we don't hear after the fact.
Right, exactly.
So
we are going to. The motion is to donate the property.
Yes.
And the stipulation is that they pick up the McGurk contract.
Yes.
Yes.
Honor that.
Okay.
And they maintain it, and that you're going to make sure that Bobby's okay with this.
Yes, and she'll have to be brought on board with everything that's going on with it.
Do we need something in writing between Bobby and the fire company?
Bobby and the fire company.
That'd be between them.
That's them. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, if they own it, yes. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. You're right. We don't have. Yeah, I would agree.
Okay, there's a motion.
I second it.
Second?
Yeah.
Okay, is there any further discussion? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? Okay. It passes. Okay, the next item is the Chesapeake Science Security Corridor. I cannot legally have anything to do with this because it has to do with APG. And I am the commander's executive assistant, so I am not allowed to talk about it. I am not allowed to sway the board in any way. Either I can step off or I'm to sit here quietly, but I'm going to turn it over to the vice president and to Brian about this.
CSS.
It stands for Chesapeake Science and Security Corridor.
Yeah, it's a consortium of government, local governments, the APG. It's collaborative. I think we'll find out more. Maybe we don't sign the MOU until we attend their consortium coming up on Thursday, April 13th, and have it a grace. The MOU.
Just for further, this used to be BRAC many years ago.
This was BRAC.
And it's now morphed to this. But
it seems like they're
bringing it back, right? It's been what, a decade since BRAC was happening?
Yes. And they've kind of always had stuff, but, and I was part of that a long time ago.
I tell you, in general, I like being a part of regional collaboratives. I mean, you're like-minded towns and counties and sharing resources and networking, sharing ideas. I just think attending the kickoff meeting, seeing, you know, maybe what's pushing this to reinvigorate this consortium could help us decide if we want to sign the MOU. And I think the commitment is, you know, like any other sort of regional meeting, it might be quarterly, an hour or two meeting. I don't know if it would move around from Harper County to Cecil County, but I think it's
also Pennsylvania's involved too. Mm-hmm. Lancaster County and York County are also involved, and I believe Baltimore County. So it's all the surrounding areas. It's not just Cecil Harper.
Yeah, doesn't STEM do something with these guys?
STEM is different, but they do work with a lot of different things.
Yes, it's the City of Baltimore department.
There's a big list. It's a big list. Sound carries.
Sound and, you know, employment, right? I mean, they're a major employer in our region. There are a lot of folks that live around here.
Well, we have so many people in our town that are employed at Aberdeen. I mean, so we need to take part in things that are good for the people that live here. And I think we should. Yeah. So, what do you?
I feel the same way.
Yeah.
And it's been a part of our community since.
Yeah.
Decades.
1911.
100 years. Yeah,
1911.
1911.
1911.
I barely remember that.
1911. It had Miss Audrey.
And I don't want to hold things up. I mean, if we just want to sign this MOU and send it back to Karen Holt, we could do that too. It's kind of a no-brainer.
Yeah, you might as well just sign it and send it back to Karen. Who's going to be able to go? Can you go?
Yeah, I think
it was the April 13th. Is that
one? Yeah.
I can make that if you might want to join me.
You can attend in person.
Mm-hmm. Where
he's gonna
in Bel Air.
I actually might be attending, but I'm not
April 13th. Where is
April
13th? I just found out the commander is going, not the major general. So it's between me and my boss.
Do they have an address?
No. It's in the invite. It's at right here. It's okay. At 2021 D Pulaski Highway, Habity Grace.
Habity Grace? Yeah.
Oh, it's right down there on the right hand side.
Yeah.
The ground floor.
Mm-hmm. You just want to sign that brown ball, attest to it. Mm-hmm.
And I already told Karen.
Did you?
Because I talked to her a lot. Do we need to vote on this?
I don't think we need to vote, do we?
Yeah, because it's the MOU.
Somebody else does.
Is there somebody would like to make a motion to this?
Let's see. I make a motion that we send Karen her paper for
MOU,
Harper County,
Chesapeake Science and Security Corridor Consortium.
For the Chesapeake Science and Security Corridor Consortium. And it's our MOU, and it's not a renewal actually for us. It's the starting of a brand new one for us.
I think it's because they changed the name.
Rob's going to attend.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a second?
No second.
Okay, any further discussion?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
I abstain. Okay. Moving further to the town administrator report.
First up is just, we had a, Mary and Kathy, we had a person on the pier who's been on the pier for a while,
hey, I think I need to get off, giving you guys a heads up. Renee was in one day recently and said, hey, didn't we have transient slips on this pier? I did some research. What's in your meeting packet? Back in 1993, we didn't have that any of the 36 slips were designated as transient.
There were four.
But something happened since 93.
Yeah.
93, there were no transient, you know, when the pier was originally constructed with state funds. But at some point we had four, and then we whittled it down to two. And then I got an email in here from DNR who said, hey, town of Charlestown, you guys have other marinas near you who offer transient slips. We have no objection to you renting out all 36 slips.
Oh, nice.
And that was in 2018. Mm-hmm. 5 years ago. For the past 5 years, we've been renting all 36 slips.
Yeah. I just wanted it up for a discussion. Yeah. So that
back to having transient slips, no, we'll just keep renting them.
Keep renting them, because we have people on that list that you know every year come in that door and go, oh, are they open?
There's so much demand.
I know.
Exactly. We would feel really guilty.
It would be terrible. No, I would feel absolutely horrible saying, oh yeah, well, no. But yeah, you got four slips out there open. No.
Is what we charge for the slips up for discussion?
I think we should charge more.
I do too. That's why I brought it up.
Well,
this year, only because people
have been, they've already. Yeah. Okay.
Because there was also the issue of the water lines were not really up maintained down there. So they were leaking. There were some other issues. So for us to increase, we need to
get our house in order.
They should go up next year.
Yes.
And I asked how much we collect and how much we are putting out. And we are taking in a lot more than what we are doing. So that was the big thing too.
That's what we should be doing.
We need to generate revenue. I mean, that money can
only be used for certain things, though. It can't be just put into the general fund.
Right.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. It's in that agreement.
Yeah, that's money fine. We
collect for these renting these 36 slips is just for the town pier or other waterfront.
Or other
waterfront. It can't be used for other things.
Right.
It's like earmarked.
But we could take the money and put it into the maintenance,
but it hasn't been happening. That's why it came up to talk about this last time, it was this isn't happening. Right. What are we spending the money on? Right. And it couldn't be.
Mm-hmm. So. I think you're right, Richard. You said let's get our house in order.
Yes. Yeah. Let's look at what we need to do to make it competitively run pier. And then let's see what other people are charging and look into that.
But and actually with DNR, they only let us go up so much.
Oh, in increments.
In increments. Yeah. So we really got it. And that's why I said when I first took over was every single time we're allowed to go up, we need to go up because we'll still be so far behind the eight balls.
Same price. Hmm? Third year in a row is the same price.
Exactly. Right. It's ridiculous.
But that's why when it came up to vote, that's the reasoning.
Yeah, I know. But it's 3 years now that it has not gone up.
Yeah.
Because it's 3 years now that nothing got done down there again. But we did put new boards in on the deck and stuff.
We replaced two ice eaters.
We replaced two ice eaters down there and all. So the money has been spent.
It's like $30,000 that we're collecting a year down there.
But it's like,
it was this much that we spent and it wasn't on
and you can't find it though.
Are the pipes still leaking down there now?
Right now they're off.
Okay, so we need to do a test and possibly
when everything gets turned back on.
I'll get with Rob.
Yeah. But that was the main thing that people were saying, that things were leaking. There was
not being top dollar, not giving them.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
But then if they look at what they're paying versus what guys over on DDoC and stuff are paying.
Yeah, there's give and take.
Yeah.
I know there probably needs to be some pressure washing.
Yes.
Things like that done.
Okay. Brian.
Yeah, so next one, I don't want to spend a ton of time on this with you guys. We'll discuss this in greater detail at the Planning Commission meeting coming up on April 6th. We have a developer who's looking to buy not just 807 Bladen Street, which is the Lakers right there at the Loiza and Bladen, but if you would follow Paper Street, Loiza up towards Ogle, that next property adjacent to 807, that's a 6-acre property. Both tracts are for sale. And you'll see in your meeting packets, I think it's the very last page, they have a proposal for 78 townhomes with mixed commercial buildings towards the Bladen Street frontage. You know, commercial retail shops, like things we've talked about before, like bagel shops and coffee shops, ice cream shops, with apartments on the second floor. There's a number of concerns we have with two things. That 6-acre parcel, because our if you all remember our critical area boundary, went further inland because of the tidal creek up the Bladen Street. So that whole 6-acre parcel, since it's forest, is brought in as limited development area. Not most of the town's critical area is intensely developed area. In a limited development area, you can only clear 30% of the forest, and there's a 15% lot coverage limit, which wouldn't be doable for a project like that. So there's a process called growth allocation to actually convert LDA designation to an IDA designation, but that's a finite resource, and Cecil County is actually the steward of all that growth allocation acreage to all the towns. And so there's a big application process that would be involved just to see if it would pass. The Cecil County is actually pretty strict. There's a scorecard when a project requests growth allocation that it has to meet a pretty high standard for that designation. That's one hurdle. The second hurdle is you don't, that's in the R3 zone, that mixed use commercial buildings on Bladen Street right there. That's not commercial, not C1, it's R3. You know, we would either have to consider the applicant proposing some kind of rezoning request or even creating like a mixed use overlay district to allow something like this. Those are the two main hurdles. The two other sort of secondary hurdles, I'll say, is, you know, I'm still asking the town engineer if we have adequate capacity for water and sewer. The other selling point that the fourth secondary hurdle is, in order for that commercial to work right there, the developer believes very strongly that there has to be a direct connection to Cool Springs, which means a bridge over the Amtrak line for cars. It's really just an update for you guys to know that it's out there.
With everything that we're working on with the stormwater master plan, and I'm not against growth, okay? And I know that the property across the street, we just went through all this too on the zoning board, that they have a lot of the same allocations, that they're only allowed to be on certain things. But if they're going to come in and clear cut, it doesn't that defeat the purpose of what we're trying to do?
And that's why I think the LDA designation that it has might be appropriate. This proposal is not appropriate. So
that's just, we're working on getting the stormwater project and pushing out away from us that we don't want all this clear cutting because the water is coming to us. And if we go ahead and do it inside the town, that kind of defeats what we're doing everywhere else. That's just my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it stinks.
I agree.
Keep up on that.
I mean, I'm not opposed to growth. I think this is a somewhat amateurishly put together presentation.
you know,
it's the high school did it for
him. It's not a very good presentation. The style of the buildings. One thing I would be desperately opposed to is downtown vibe to Charlestown.
Yeah,
that's, well, it's not downtown.
No,
we're currently working on the idea of doing our own sort of town center core. And I wouldn't ever allow them to do that. But the bigger issue in all this, I think, for me, is that if we were to go forward with something like this, we've got to get planning and zoning. We've got to get in the realm of charging the right amount of money for building permits, guaranteeing that the traffic lanes that are built. We were meeting with the sheriff's department yesterday, and some of the streets in Cool Springs, if cars are parked on both sides, the ambulance can't even get through. Not even worse is fire trucks can't get through. And that was done on purpose, unfortunately, by the town, because in the future, the town would have to pay more to pave wider streets. Mm-hmm. Well, that's not the way we've got to look at something like this. We've got to look at this as adults and as business people, and think about it from that standpoint and how it could benefit the town rather than taking away from the town. So that would be my caution and my two cents is I don't have a problem with development, but it's got to be done in a professional way. And we have to win in getting it as opposed to being taken advantage of and then ending up holding the bag later when the streets start.
I agree with exactly what Renee said. We're working towards taking care of a water and storm drain problem. It's just my thoughts.
Yeah.
They got inspired for this in Ellicott City and Owens Mills. If I wanted to live in Ellicott City and Owens Mills, that's where I'd be.
Yeah, and they might want to. That wouldn't be a very good inspiration because Ellicott City is continuously underwater is flooded out all the time. And anybody who rebuilds there now has an insurance bill of over $2 billion to rebuild there. So, I mean, they don't give insurance to them anymore. So they're not very inspirational.
Yeah, and what I was saying about it's amateurishly put together because they don't understand Charlestown. Mm-hmm. And I think the renderings are just basically stock images.
Yeah.
They're not, there's no understanding if you're saying, and in the write-up it says historic Charlestown.
And they put that up there.
And they put that. So that's why I'm not enamored with what they want to do. I'm not opposed to development, but I wouldn't do this.
It's horrible.
I wouldn't do this.
Just, I mean, I understand that they didn't want to put a lot of money into something that wasn't going to go very far. But like I said, I like some change. I don't like a lot of change. and that's just straight up. But if the people want change, then that's what I believe that needs to happen. It needs to go up for
something that looks like that now down at Charlestown Crossing.
Yes, they do.
I'm sorry, but it really is. It looks almost identical to that when we rode around with the fire trucks.
It's the thing right now.
Yeah, it's the big thing.
Yeah.
They put even going down 40 for the new townhouses that are being built going towards the base, they have something similar that's being built.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it's like, so it's not that far-fetched.
It's the new trendy style.
It is.
Yeah.
But it's like, that can just stay down there. We do not want that right up here. And because it doesn't.
Well, there's also, looking at this, there is really no parking with this. No,
there's none.
And there has to be, in our ordinance, it has to be two parking spots
per
unit. Yes. And then there would have to be other parking for visitors and guests. It doesn't look like there's a whole lot there, but my main thing, like I said, is what I said at the beginning, that, and they did bring, this was kind of brought up at the last, at our zoning meeting, this FYI. Mm-hmm. But I think going forward, we really have to think about what we're doing. And if we are trying to continue with the stormwater thing,
tearing down the trees and fighting with areas outside of the town, and then we do it inside the town, it kind of defeats the purpose.
Mm-hmm. You know, one thing that will come back before this board too, you know, chapter 175 of the zoning ordinance was just updated.
Right.
The cleanup sort of revisions made. The zoning district map needs to be updated, and really our comprehensive plan should be updated, because that will tell us a little bit better how we want our zoning districts to look.
Mm-hmm.
You go through a comprehensive rezoning process and then tweak the zoning ordinance again. That's probably like the way things should go.
I think we are just going to rely heavily on zoning for this. That's going to be our fallback on us to help us with this. If they end up getting further, you know, they get a brain in their head and they don't play with this stuff anymore.
And this is no different than when the plan came to Avalon, that they wanted to build all that and they didn't want to offer any parking there, and they wanted to use the bottom part of Avalon as parking. Okay, so
you can't.
Yeah,
it wasn't.
Yeah.
I'll share some of the feedback tonight and suggest to the developer, hey, if you're going to come back, you're going to attend our planning commission meeting.
Mm-hmm.
I suggest maybe you consider looking at these ordinances that the town has.
That we have.
And maybe come back with another drawing.
Yeah.
And with something that's more appropriate to our town in scale and style.
We can't do that.
Okay.
But you got it. Are you putting this up online for them to see?
Well, not currently, I did.
Okay, it's good to still have that so everybody kind of sees here and there. I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention. Okay, I apologize.
You want to drag it now?
She had it up there when you were talking.
Okay, all right. I just looked over and saw nothing up there. Sorry.
I guess we went over the signer update, right?
Yes. We already made a motion and all that. You got a thing for us to sign?
I think just Renee has to sign on. I think we're good. Next up is the Cecil Harford MML dinner. April 20th.
I got two people on there already.
In your meeting packet. Oh, good. It went around the table already?
Okay, good.
Perfect. We just want to get a head count. Who wants to go get the tickets ordered?
Did you, that was the thing.
Yeah, did anybody here want to become a
form?
Member of the board for the MML? I will be stepping down. Aaron will take over as the president.
She's trying to tell you something.
I'm sorry.
I will be stepping down as president, and my vice president, Aaron, will be taking over as president. But we do need a new vice president. And we didn't know if anybody here would want to assume that position. But it is with the Cecil County, Harper County chapter for the MML.
Yeah, I saw the literature. It said someone's from Cecil.
I know, because it has to be Cecil, because I was Cecil this past year, and then Harper does it this year. And then, so we always do it back and forth, Even
though we meet quarterly, right?
Yeah. And then Aaron said, well, you could just be my vice president again, and then you could just, and I said, no, we're not going on this little topsy-turvy wheel.
No, I haven't.
But if you'd like to, you can just let me know and I can fill it in and like bring your name up that night and I'll nominate you.
I think Judy's stepping down too.
Judy already did. Okay. Yeah.
So who's secretary now?
Northeast, Wendy. But I don't know that she's going to stay.
They're looking for.
We also need a secretary,
chapter vice president, a chapter secretary, treasurer, MML District 10 vice president, and Will Mapko, municipal representative.
Hey, if you really like, Richard, that might be something you would like. is Will Mapko, and it's only one meeting
mm-hmm.
every 3 weeks, 3 months.
Right.
Or sometimes Dawn does them like once a month,
mm-hmm.
but they're by Zoom.
Right.
You can Zoom it. And Will Mapko is pretty interesting because that's where all money from the state goes mm-hmm. and stuff for right. roads and right. stuff.
Yep.
And we did get a small grant.
Mm-hmm.
So for our walking trails, I think
we've got them also for yeah. The bike.
Yeah. So, I mean, we. Yeah. And we didn't Max. Used to get any.
The ones that did the study, right?
Yes,
we've gotten
yeah.
it.
No, that's
we've gotten so, it for the trails yeah, and for the bike track.
If you'd be yeah. happy to do something like yeah. that, I'll put you in for.
Yeah.
Put you in for Will Mapko.
Yeah.
Sure. Mike Klein did it
mm-hmm.
the past couple of years for me.
Mm-hmm.
Out of Northeast, and he was really good with it, mm-hmm. and I liked doing it the first year that right. I was on.
Right.
And then they talked me into becoming vice president. And then,
right. but, and then yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, it's a good way in.
Yeah.
And Will Mapko is really, you will have to listen to blah, 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 Delaware's getting this, blah, 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 Delaware's getting that, blah, 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 Delaware's getting $6.2 billion for this road, blah, you know, or
any wonder?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, and then like I love telling them, you know, yeah. And you still can't get me to the mall on time, you know? Yeah. I'm still doing 6,000 turns and I'm still right. sitting in traffic. And then they right. go, Lou, be quiet. But all right.
Lou, well, did I you want to move up that. To be the MML District Vice President?
I don't know. I was thinking about it, but I don't know.
Because that will work your way up to be yeah. president of MML.
I know. That would be kind of cool, but I haven't thought about it yet.
I can't add that into my little card of things that I'm doing.
And it's like, we'll see. But that's a big, big one.
Just so you know, Lou, these guys, all the commissioners are, we have hotel rooms reserved.
Right.
For the summer conference.
Oh, good, good, good. Everybody
hasn't registered anybody mm-hmm. yet. So oh. I'll do that soon.
Yeah, make
we'll
sure.
We talk about details, you know, who wants what for registration. Yeah. But at least sure. we're all locked in with hotel.
Okay, good. Good.
So we get the discount.
Yeah, right? You have to.
No, I think it's earlier than that. There's no. There's a discount if you do it.
Right, May 19th.
Yeah,
I thought it was in April.
I thought it was before May 19th, and Richard and Rob and me were all first timers to go down there, so we get $100 off the.
Yeah.
So we're saving the money already.
Yep. There you go.
Yeah, I gave Brian the pricing today.
Okay. No, I thought it was done, April too, but
there's all kinds of extras that come with registration, right?
Like yes. Lunches, dinner, yeah, lunch and dinner and stuff.
Jolly Rancher Park, you know.
No. I eat in
probably
the, won't be going to
Jolly yeah. Roger, but
I mean that is a lot of fun.
I never got to go. I was always in the convention center, yeah, like on like this yeah. from the inside looking out.
And it's like, gosh, it looks really nice out there. I know.
Last year it rained the whole time.
Yes, it did. They were miserable.
Yeah.
And just FYI, if you go and it's raining like that, do not park to the right side. If you do drive, it floods.
yeah, you'll take your shoes off, carry them, and run yeah. through
water
the
comes
mud puddles.
Almost to knees down yeah. there, and their cars were like this. And I'm like, ooh, it's not like yeah,
it wasn't so good. But we had a lot of fun inside.
Okay, before that kind of comes to the conclusion of the meeting, but I'd like to go around the table to see if there is anything the commissioners have to say. Bob, did you want any?
So I know we're dealing with a lot of storm drain and water. We're looking at that. I'm also wondering how are things looking for our water and sewer? And I know that there are some areas, there are some risers that are up off the main pipes, and looks like they may need to be protected, not built up so high that it would run water into them, but navigate the water from taking it over. And anytime you have rocks next to pipes, you're going to end up eventually making a hole. I'm thinking that, and also, and this one I might get backlash, but it's my understanding that we are responsible for our sewer pipes.
That is correct. Anything over maintenance.
Anything over maintenance, we are responsible for. What are people's thoughts about what can we do not to be responsible for fixing the sewage pipes?
Well, I looked into it because I have a couple of sewer things relating to property that I own. I'm bookended. And I looked into the county, and the county's website says that they maintain sewers in the county. So then I called and questioned that and found out in talking to one of the engineers that many years ago, again, it's sort of a short-sightedness. The town gave the county the right. They said, you put them in at low cost to us and we'll maintain
it. That's not quite right.
Well, that's what the county guy told me.
Okay, well, you're kind of
Okay, all right.
You're sharing what you what
we yeah yeah before. What and in my research that's what I found out.
So it does. It's my understanding that there are the original town that received the sewer. Pay one cost to sewer, and everybody else that was annexed then pays another cost to sewer.
Yep.
Is it that important to the people that live in the original area to receive that discount and keep the responsibility and the liability of the sewer pipes, or give it back and let the county take it?
Deal that was struck a long time ago that because of what we had up here where the water tower
was. It was just a big hole.
We gave the county the credits, and that's why the sewer plant went over there. In the deal that many, many, many commissioners ago did, that we maintained it, we get 25% discount for our sewer bill. But anything over maintenance, the town is responsible for. And this is an example why it's coming up within the next couple of years. We have an I&I study that we have to do. The last time it was done, when my son was little, it was $1 million at that point. Mm-hmm. We have to pay for that. Mm-hmm. So with all the other projects that we're doing, we have to really think about things that we need to do in the future, because it's not going to be $1 million this time. It's going to be a lot more than that. I don't know. It's a hard thing. I know a lot of people are looking at that 25% discount, but it gets to a point of,
what are you going to do when you raise the taxes to pay for fixing the sewer?
Yeah.
I mean, that's it's not
coming. It's a hard thing, and it would be we'd have to have a public hearing on it, but these are a lot of things that we need to do here in the next year. So we got to do this I&I study, and like I said, when my son is just turned 21 and he was little, it was $1 million at that time. And where you were talking about down at where are,
yeah,
I did talk to DPW, the director. Why can't I think of his name right this
Scott
second?
Lanigan.
Yeah, okay. He called me because I said, "What's the deal? Those are not sewer pipes. Those are the actual to be able to get to the sewer pipes.
Risers.
The risers. They right. are not the pipes."
Yeah.
What he said was, at the moment, nothing is in danger of anything happening.
Mm-hmm.
And the risers need to be that high because of the high water.
Is it high tide?
Yes. Or,
yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what he said is, in the future, we might want to consider putting riprap around where those things are, but not to the extent of being level with where
right, because then you have spillage that comes over. Yeah,
right.
Okay. So yeah. I said, is this something that needs to be done today, mm-hmm. next year, the year after? And he said, within the next couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something else that if we're not do, there's a lot of things to consider, and we have an aging infrastructure that's happening here.
Yes.
So I'm not saying to make a decision today. This is a conversation that we need to have in the future, and then we need to have a public hearing on it. But there's a lot of things.
You know, and to Rob's point about the drinking water system, I don't think we want to sell that anytime
soon. No. Jeez. He can control the water, control the world.
I'm talking about the sewer.
But the water, you know, I mean, that's important, real important to us too. And if you go up there and see inside the water tower right now, our water treatment plant operation, what has happened in the control panel over the past 30 years since it was built. Because we've had different electricians looking at it. Remember, you know, well one is doing great right now. Mm-hmm. It's pumping just as good as well two. But our control panel is not set to make them do true alternation, mm-hmm. right? So that's why we have electricians looking at it. And they're, you know, they look in that panel and they're like, boy, that's a mess. That needs to be cleaned out. There were no real, that we found so far, documents as to what was done from the original design 30 years ago. But the good news is I think we found some good people.
Not even in Elkton?
Well, I mean, I haven't looked into electrical permits yet. There could be something there. We have the original schematics 30 years ago.
They would have to make a drawing and hand it in for electrical permit, mm-hmm. and they would have to keep that.
I mean, we'll look into that, but modernizing the operation a little bit is what we've been thinking about with Miller Environmental, our water system operator, the electrician. You remember, Lou, we had that big leak. We thought was
God.
It was just a big user, right? It was the county's wastewater treatment plant on a Sunday. You know, we had this mysterious
figure where all the water went.
We're thinking about, we've upgraded our meters, most of the meters throughout town to radios. No longer have to go up to it with a touch gun to get the read off of it. But we still have touch read meters for the inflow and outflow pipes at the plant. We're thinking of putting radios on there so that if there is a leak or a big usage, we know way quicker. Mm-hmm. We don't wait until the water level goes down in the tower to tell us.
Okay, because I was going to say,
We do.
SCADA on it.
SCADA, and it's nice. But we would know 4 or 6 hours ahead of time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right. Quicker. So we're looking at that as well. Trying to think what else we have going on up there. There's a pit where we need to get in to exercise the valves for the in and out pipes just outside of the tower that keeps the pit keeps flooding. And I think it's kind of the grade, the proximity to the tower, but it's also the grade on the property we're thinking about. And it's a combined space. It's probably about as big as this table, with a concrete roof on top. And we're thinking about taking that concrete roof off and maybe building like a little shed over top of it when we get in there to replace the radio meters that will have better access. I think we'll dry lock it in there. If it gets wet, the radio meters will be submersible. Right now, our SCADA system that's set up, when it gets wet in that pit, it doesn't work. So
do you know how long it took to get that stupid thing working in the first place?
It's working just fine. It's just that one little piece that we need to keep that dry.
It was like a long time because Ken and I would sit here and go, how's the SCADA? How's the SCADA? And it was always, it's coming.
It's just, you mentioned the water system, and we do, I'll tell you, town staff and maintenance staff, we feel like that's real important in town is to make sure that we're doing a good job because it is aging. We have leaks, we need to be able
to. So is this something that we need to be budgeting for this next year as well as the upgrading the electrical?
Remember we allocated some of
the I know we have money in the utility fund. I'm not saying that, but
it's the cost of what I just mentioned right now is not $1 million. I mean, we're talking maybe $50,000. And that's what we allocated in our utility fund. I think we're okay for this year.
We wouldn't even have to use the COVID money because we have enough in our utility fund. Okay. I know we talked about that before because that is utility money and utility money is to be used for
something we should do right away.
because prices are always going up. Yep. So in view of that, shouldn't
I'm working on getting some cost estimates to present.
And so you're going to put an RFP out and put it into to publish it and have so everybody's bidding the same thing, correct? Okay.
I thought you were already going to build the little house over top of the.
I mean, there's so many components.
Right.
Yes. You could do some of it in house.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right.
Yeah. I can do an RFP for the whole package because it really
the
is
whole kind package. Of
a package. Yeah.
And then advertise it. Get it on our webpage. Okay. Lou, did you want to add anything?
I would like to ask the board to please, we have an elderly person over here on the road who had a heart attack and she's out walking now. And I'd like to see a bench placed at Footlog where it's already been cleaned up down here. She can walk that far now, but she has to stop there. That's as far as she can make it. And she has to go back. So if we can get one of our benches, we don't need a new one. We don't have to. We can pick up one of the ones that we already have. And
wasn't Bobby thinking about building one?
Yeah, we talked about this right here at Blake.
Yeah.
Kind of in front of the pet waste station.
Right. And just put a bench there for her for now.
Before you go over to Footlog.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which she needs to have one there anyway because
a lot of people can't make it.
Oh, on this side of the bridge.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking there's one on the other
near
side.
Near where the poo station is.
Yes. Not right next to it, hopefully, but.
Yeah, like sit right there.
You know what we could do? We could try to find one that we feel like will fit in.
Yeah.
Get a permit for it. Get Historic District Commission to bless it. Because at their next meeting,
April 4th. That takes too long.
Why do they have
April 4th?
It's next week.
Meeting's next
week.
Entire weeks.
This is like.
I think we find a bench.
Get
their 2 cents.
Would it be an issue to put it on this side of the street instead of that side?
It's still in the historic district.
No, I'm just saying, just because of it's more open.
Yeah.
She can have more access.
Where she
animals
can just
probably
stop
not going to be in the bushes right there. And she more easy access. Take a breather.
Yes.
That's
as long as it's on
and it's
level
not,
enough.
And
yeah,
not right
it has
to
be
the,
level for her. Like, we don't want her
right next to the station either.
Falling off. Right. No, I don't.
Is there a permit that's actually needed to put a bench?
Yeah, we don't have to get for a bench.
I think because it's in the historic district.
I don't think we need that.
I think it'd be a good idea.
Richard, you were on the historic.
You're on this. You're on it. Do we
technically,
really need it for
technically, but it's but the meeting is next Tuesday, and it will be approved immediately. It could also we did this several times. It could be approved tomorrow, just by proxy.
Foxy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean,
and then
something like that. It's not. Week, it's so nothing that's
would you
disagreeable.
Mind, would you mind?
I can help.
Okay.
With that, I can talk to Suzanne.
Thank you.
And Mary.
And she needs to be underneath that tree.
Yeah. So she's not in the like the red sun. Like
there,
she's older.
It would be probably usable.
Because I was thinking it is just down here in the corner.
Right.
Because it's kind of under the trees, but not back in
but
the
not
weeds.
Into the weeds. We're not throwing her into the place of ivy.
I mean, Ron's got a good idea. It's way more open to be on this side.
Yeah, it is.
That intersection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As long as it's safe and flat.
Yeah.
And
it's,
if somebody's coming
that's all we
bridge,
care about. As long as it's flat for her and she's not sitting.
Yeah, I mean, those things can happen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we can expedite it, find a bench that we feel like it's going to fit in. And
I would rather it be expedited.
Circulate
it. I'll reach out to Suzanne and Mary, and that can be.
And then make a decision on which side of the street.
Yeah, just as long as it gets done. The other thing is, we are already into some horrible traffic complaints and everything here, and it's not even summer.
Mm-hmm.
It's the first day of spring is when, you know, it's like, so just let you know, we are going to be hiring another park ranger. Are we putting it out?
We will.
Okay, because I have someone who's interested.
I actually had somebody too.
Good, because we need at least two or three. I mean, because kids get sick, the other one can't work. And like last year, we needed two or three to be working the one day, the weekends. And you had one, Terry, and that's it. And she's great, but God love her, she's only one. And when we have things going on and all, just like it was me, Renee, and Terry doing parking, and then we had nobody up at the event.
Curtis was there.
Oh, that's right. But I'm saying the hair we could have had, you know, I would have rather been going in and doing the plunge like I promised people.
With the discussion of park rangers, I know we have one and we've had trouble hiring, or they come and leave,
right,
because they find another job. I think at the next meeting, we need to discuss how many we'd like to have, and wages for our park rangers.
Right.
Last season, we had three park rangers.
And two of them left.
We only had one for 2 weeks. The other one we only had for a month. And so we only had one for the whole summer. And that was from Memorial Day to about Labor Day.
Yeah.
Maybe middle of September also.
And the one, so, a month? Who stayed for a month?
The one guy.
What hours did
he? No. He wasn't here for a whole month.
Mike.
I thought Mike was here a month. Maybe 3 weeks.
Yeah, because on the third week he didn't show up.
I'll tell you, two paychecks.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm after the month.
Yeah, he was, yeah. Because I was like, yeah, because he didn't show up. So it would have been two paychecks. Right. Okay, you're right. But yeah, we definitely need to have them.
At our next meeting, we need to discuss so that we can get the process and get it advertised and put out into all venues out there.
Yeah, I mean, next meeting, I can, even before the next meeting, I could email around all you guys, the job ad, and get it posted in the WIG.
Well, at least you know you have two, one from me and one from Renee. So that's better than what we had last year. But and then we have the idea possibly of volunteers that live right here in the community. Let them help us and, you know, show them what we can use them for. You know, I'd be more than happy to have them help me down at the parks and rec and things like that with me when I'm having events and stuff like that, or even when we're not having events. But I came out and there was cars all the way up the hill down here by the wharf. The wharf seems to be the new hot spot, but it was like they had the Blounts lost their child. It was pretty sad. Young, very young. And now their youngest now has the same rare disease and was placed in the ICU. A local photographer was down there doing pictures for free. Well, whatever people would give her, she was collecting the money and she wasn't keeping any of it. She was donating all the proceeds straight to the Blount family. I guess you know about it because I see this. But she was setting them up every 15 minutes, little like mini shoots. And it was gorgeous because she was taking them right there on the beach and all. But she had met with one of our people that lives in our town and told him that she had a permit. She did not have a permit to be there. What she meant to say, and she was so flustered, I guess, because she told me the same thing. I said, "You do?" And then she said, "Oh, I know you. You're Miss Lou, aren't you?" I said, "Yes, I am." And she goes, "Well, what I meant to say," and she goes, "I'm so sorry. And she had just been talking to someone else and explaining what it was for, and she was flustered. She said, what I meant to say was, I was told to say that we're permitted to be here. I said, and who told you that? Well, lo and behold, it was my daughter. Terry told him, said, if anybody bothers you, please tell them that I told you you could be here, and I'll take care of getting you whatever you needed to be here. And I said, that's fine, Terry. Once she told me everything and I stopped crying, I was more than willing to throw money at them and tell them. And they were taking up two parking spots. But then we had our fishermen there, and they were down there fishing. And then we had the ones just parking there to look at the pretty water and all. It was a nice day. But we had them parking here, and they were sitting there looking out by the, on the bench. By the flagpole. So I asked them to kindly move. Well, they did, and they left. Then we had some other very, what would you call them, Miss Pauline?
What was it?
What would we call their language? Colorful? Yeah. I asked them to leave. And since I had Delaware plates in my car, I could not possibly be a commissioner here in town. And I said, well, then don't worry about it. I'll just have your car towed. And the other gentleman that was with them walked to the back of the car and he goes, I don't know why he's doing that. He goes, I'm so sorry. I said, it's okay. But I said, I am going to have your car towed because you can't park here. You can't park on the street here. It says no parking. And he goes, I said, and also, you see that solid yellow line? It took our guys a lot of time to paint that. I said, we put them out here with little paint brushes. And he goes, what? And I said, we're mean. We're tough like that. We make them come out here in the middle of the summer and paint this stuff. And he goes, oh, really? I said, yep. I said, we're tough. And he goes, uh-huh. And he goes, I think he's going to move it. Well, he's still cussing me, but he's got in the car and he's still moving it. So we are into that already, where they're parking wherever they darn well please, because hey, this is Charlestown and we just come down there and we do whatever we like now. So we're getting on them right away so they don't get used to it and say, let's go down there. But it's funny because it was the wharf and not veterans where we used to. I think we might have tamed them last year and now it's up here. So because there was parking spots.
Mm-hmm.
There was parking spots right down at the wharf. It's like, go down there and park. They don't want to because the younger ones, I don't think, can back out of there. So they get scared. And it's like, I'm not driving into there. I said, like, yeah, you are. Or else I'm going to drive your car out of here. But so I just want you guys to know, because you're the police person now, and let you know that that's where a lot of problems are.
Okay.
And we're still getting complaints at the skate park.
Yes.
So, yes. And I'm sorry, but, and that's it.
Richard, did you want to give updates on the meeting that we had yesterday?
I certainly can. We met with the Sheriff's Department and learned a lot from them. It was very helpful to understand. One of the things that we are going to do as an outcome of that meeting is publish through the Current or some other way through Town Hall, is publish all the public phone numbers for the police department or for Cecil County Sheriff's Department, because there's a drug task force and things like that. If we have any suspicion that there might be drug activity going on at the skate park, you call them rather than necessarily calling me. You can definitely call me, but you know, in turn, I would say call this number or I would call that number for you. But it's not as simple as just calling 911 often, because with the drug task force, that's a more long-term situation. You can't just rush in and arrest people. You got to observe things. People have to do things in front of the police before they can do anything.
And you have to observe covertly.
Yes, right? Yes, exactly. You know, yeah, exactly right. So in other words, we might be getting police coverage that we don't know we're getting because of completely unmarked cars. I mean, not just a Ford Taurus that is just black. It could be any kind of car. So we are getting that kind of coverage. It's not all the time, but they are aware, and we're aware, and we're encouraging them, and we're working with hours. We're going to start ramping up the hours as more traffic. We just heard that more traffic is coming into town, so we're ramping up the hours to get more coverage as more people come back to town. So it was very... go ahead.
I was just going to say, we didn't have much of a winter this year.
Mm-mm.
And it sure seems like it's spring now. And right. I've noticed we get inundated with people, with visitors, because we got cabin fever. So I think we're getting visited, you know, maybe sooner than
we used to.
Yeah. So the hours are going to be raising as the weather gets even better. But we've already made them aware that we want a little more coverage because we've got more traffic in town. And then additionally, in my other role as treasurer, I'm meeting with the town accountant tomorrow morning just to go over everything. I mean, I've seen the budget, I've seen all the paperwork, but I'm not an accountant by profession. And I just have lots of questions, and I want to see inflow, where it's coming from, what's guaranteed, what's not guaranteed, all those kinds of, I've got a whole list of questions, and we're going to go over that via Zoom tomorrow morning. So that's what I've been up to.
Yeah. And I think with Julie, you're going to be astounded from what we used to
have. I was impressed with her when she went through the budget at the last meeting. So
she's 100% better than what we've ever had.
That's why I created a list of stuff, because I know she can explain it.
Rob and I met, and with Brian, we met with our committee for the stormwater master plan with outside agencies, with the state and county yesterday. It was a very productive meeting. We are working on figuring out three priority areas in town that we can start these projects with. It's going to be based on infrastructure, property loss, and access. Access is one of the main ones. Now that I understand Peddler's Rum and Red Rum, even though the sign says Peddler's Rum, it's Red Rum. Anyway. Out on 7, that becomes 12 feet of water at times. Mm-hmm. And then all that water runs right down through the middle of town, which blocks us off.
Mm-hmm.
If you live over on the other side of Red Drum and that happens, you're either in town or you're out. Well, both places, but we're more so. Because even on this side, at least you can get to the stores or that. We can't.
Mm-hmm.
Because the main street here goes underwater. 7, even though they moved the road and they have a storm pond, when it gets really heavy, it blocks it there.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go towards Carpenter's Point because that bridge goes out. And then if you can get any further, you can get out on Mountain Hill Road and you go under the underpass and it's underwater. So that's one of the big things, is to try and make sure, because Route 7, that is our emergency evacuation area. Mm-hmm. So we should be able to leave this area if things happen. Working with EMS, because they are on this committee, they were asking, when's the last time that we updated our emergency contingency plan, which I can tell you when it was. It was the year before I got on the board the first time. And that was pretty much when MML was doing ad hoc things, and we just basically adopted what they were doing. With the pandemics and everything else that has gone on with ransomware and everything else, we need to update that. I did talk to the fire department yesterday. They are on board becoming part of the committee to get that, so that we all work together. We are going to talk to the two churches and to the restaurants to make sure that we're all a group here to try and get this emergency contingency plan together. Because when emergencies happen, we all have to have different things. Right. And one of the things EMS was talking about is we should get a covered trailer. So that if we need to come out of this town hall to be, make a makeshift town hall, like at the church, at the Baptist church, or even across the street here, or over at the school, we have a place to put everything that's dry that we can transport it. So there's a lot of things that we need to talk about in the future. And if anybody here would like to be part of that committee, that would be great too. But we need to get that worked on in the near future. I know MML last summer, they said they were changing ad hoc and they want to get rid of that term altogether because of everything else that's gone on. They want to give it basically an emergency contingency plan. Cecil County is working on theirs and they want to incorporate the towns in it as well in the future so that everything kind of works together and that we get MOUs together. And that's an important thing to do with our neighboring towns and with the county. So if things happen, we can apply for monies to reimburse what we're doing. The stormwater, it's going very well. We're going to be having a another community forum
in May.
Okay. So
we'll have some.
Well, we have the 3D. Right.
That was pretty awesome.
That stuff always is.
Is the forum in May?
The what?
What was that for the forum in May?
It's the community.
The community workshop.
Workshop.
Okay.
For the watershed master plan. That's going to be fun because that's when the engineer is basically going to be done with their assessments, the maps. And it's not just looking at, you know, when rain hits land, where does it run off to? What happens when it gets underground into our pipes or swales and those swales or pipes are clogged? What does that flooding look like? So it's going to be pretty fun to see those maps.
Yes. And then we'll have another stakeholder meeting. And then they'll be able to give us what the grant that we have, that portion of it by the end of June. And the change order that we approved last time, that is going to be in March. So then by March, we will have everything. And the fact that we decided on the three separate areas, it's like from here over to Holloway is one part, including up behind your house.
It's kind of like Red Rum.
It's Creek. Red Rum Creek. And then there's Peddlers Lower and Peddlers Upper, which Peddlers is upper is over in the developments and Peddlers Lower is going to be basically from here over to the manor. So it's looks pretty good.
Good. Cool.
Okay. Let's open this up to public comment.
Just got a quick update. This Saturday, April 1st, the Green Team is sponsoring a cleanup. We're going to meet at the Missionary Baptist Church, and we're going to pick up trash from Broad Creek down to Bladen Street, both sides. We're going to have a crash truck from SHA. They're going to give us vests and trash bags. So if anybody wants to come out.
What time?
9 o'clock this Saturday.
Is that the same one that Carl and... Okay.
That's Broad Creek to where?
Bladen Street.
Thank you.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. Do we want to do online?
Or I think we do in person.
In person.
That's been our policy.
Yeah. Okay. Just want to make sure. Miss Pauline.
Well, I've really listened to all of this closely tonight. And I want to talk about the bench first. That wasn't my first choice. But why in the world, if it was your mother that needed a bench to sit on, do you have to stretch it out to have somebody with a bench that they're going to pay a $1,000 for? This woman is recovering from a stroke 6 months. She's now where she can get out and walk, only with one of her daughters that come from New Jersey to take care of her. She likes to get to this bench and get to this one for the post office mm-hmm. and rest two times and then go back. But you ought to be ashamed of yourselves because it's been 3 weeks and you still can't make up your mind. He said you could get one right away. Mm-hmm. That's what you should do right away.
It had. I haven't known about it for 3 weeks.
What?
I haven't known about it for 3 weeks.
I can't hear you.
I have not known about it for 3 weeks.
It was on the agenda that you skipped over because of the commissioner meeting.
Jeff didn't want to do it. Jeff turned it down.
I told him and Bobby agreed with me, that you could take one bench from
Veterans,
mm-hmm. and put one bench down there. I don't care when you get the money, then the money you get for the bench you took away, put it back at Veterans. But you should do something for that lady right away. She's a taxpayer just like the rest of us.
We are, and it's not going to be just for her, but yeah.
Well, I don't mean it's just for her, but right now it's just for her.
Yes, and it's going to be taken care of.
And it should have been taken care of sooner, Renee.
And when I was in here, after that meeting and I found out what it was, I said, why can't the town maintenance people build a bench and put it there? And that's what I was under the understanding that was going to happen. Now I'm finding out that it didn't happen and it's going to be taken care of.
I mean, Rob lives where he sees the lady go down the street, but she needs help. He may not know the lady yet because he hasn't been here that long. But it's just nasty that you can't put a bench down there and help one of your town people out. And you all ought to be ashamed.
But one is going to be put there, right?
Yeah.
Tomorrow?
Well,
soon.
Yeah.
And the next thing is about this police stuff. And you as police commissioner, I did not know you were police commissioner. But there's a lot of problems going on between Market Street, Conestoga Street, and Water Street. There was 17 cars trying to get into the wharf, parking up on the road. It's not safe to walk a child or a dog, and it's a mess. And there's nobody around here. There's no commissioners. I talked to Planning and Zoning and asked about the permit, and the girl said she had it. Planning and Zoning said they didn't know of any permit. Someone from Planning and Zoning called Lou, and Lou came out and did handle it very nicely, and she had to take a lot of abuse. And this is going on all summer long.
Right.
From here to the Wellwood Club, from Conestoga Street to the Wellwood Club.
Yeah.
This is all summer long.
Right.
You say you're going to do things like you had on the internet, I think it was you, that you're going to take care of the leash law and the poop law. And
I didn't put that up.
Nobody handles it. I didn't have that on there. My dog's always on a leash.
Yeah.
Anybody in this town sees me knows he's on a leash. I had somebody the other day let their dog out, was running around, and it attacked my dog. And when I told the woman she had to have her dog on a leash, she said she could do anything she wants. Mm-hmm. She's got Pennsylvania tags, but I don't think she's from Pennsylvania. I'm not sure, but this is disgusting that you're supposed to have rules. Nobody enforces the rules. And these people, they are from out of town.
I will tell you the way that the dealing with dogs, that is an animal control issue with Cecil County. With Cecil County. You have to call Cecil County Animal Control.
And by the time you call Cecil Elementary Control over at Chesapeake City, these people are gone back to Northeast, Edgewood, wherever they come.
Because we follow what Cecil County Animal Control is.
Who's the one that made the $500 fine?
I did not. I hated it. I did not. And I said no.
Came up and you were presenting that.
No, I did not. I can honestly say that was not me.
The town has a $500 fine, and the county, Department of DNA, they had it for $250, but the Charlestown has it for $500.
Yeah, and I thought that was very high.
Yeah, well, we all do, but it's not Charlestown people. It is out-of-state people.
Yeah.
You need somebody that's on a weekend that's controlling this town, and Terry does a good job, but she can't do it all by herself.
That's why we're looking to have more park rangers.
And I've got to say, I don't know that I think it's too high. What I think it is a whole lot cheaper than a vet bill. $500 for a leash law. I'd rather pay that than my dog sitting in a vet. Because now I didn't know Jasper got hurt, but he didn't get hurt. Okay. That's right, because you got him up.
I had a dog.
Right.
I mean, if it come on me so fast, he's going around here, and I'm looking at the people that are on the beach, who's that dog is. Right. And he's right there at my dog.
Yeah. Well, and especially on our beaches, because there are so many small children that are traumatized by dogs, which we all know. And I dealt with this. I did deal with this a lot last year also. So did Terry. The people would come down to the beach and they would just automatically unleash their dogs. And I'd be right there telling them.
No, I didn't say I'm not going to come out. I will be around town, but I'm not going to be patrolling, which is not my role. I will not be patrolling. I will be around town as I am almost every day. And I am in all parts of town on almost every day. But I will be aware of things when I see them or if someone tells me about them, but I can't be all knowing all the time.
It's a mess, and we haven't even started Memorial Day. It's a mess.
Huh? I have no problem with receiving a phone call if there's issues with people being rude.
But can I go to you, him, because this is supposed to be?
Well, I believe.
Excuse me one second, though. What did come out of the Sheriff's Department meeting was the Sheriff's Department encouraged us to tell people in the town to call the Sheriff's Department because they are the people with authority.
What they said is and you can call any of us, and that way we can relay it also to whoever is there, because we're not always available. And I will tell you, there are times with the building that I work in, because I work in very thick walled things, I don't know.
Call him. He said he'd come right down. Now he tried to change it to me. I waited 25 minutes for him to come down because he said he'd come down and talk to the lady. He did not. And he didn't come down 35 minutes because I still watched
him. Yeah.
Okay. And I couldn't stop what I was in the middle of either. So
I mean, and there are times
all the time.
Yeah.
When, it's easier to just call and give me a call. I will come help you. If I'm in town, I'm gonna be there.
One person, and when Jack Croner was a commissioner, he was the other one that was out on the weekend seeing that the area of the water was taken care of.
And it's like, we can't say, I have called the sheriff's office and had to sit and wait and wait and wait. And Dennis has called. So Dan and I have called and waited down there for quite a long time.
So that's one thing that we learned with our meeting yesterday is they only have two sheriffs that might be here in the area. But on this side of the county, so if they have a call in Conowingo, they won't be able to be here right that second. Right. And if it's not,
they're
running constantly. So if they only have one or two people on this side of the county, they're in Conowingo, we have to look at all that too.
That's what I said.
Dan.
Just a couple short things. When do we expect the speeding cameras? The cameras that are going to...
Actually, with a lot of the things that we have learned, even talking to the Sheriff's Department and talking to Annapolis and a few other things, it's going to be brought up at a future meeting. But the way those cameras work, they can only be within...
Right.
They can't go to Cool Springs. No.
Yeah, it's a half a mile of the school.
Yes. Half a mile?
Yep.
I thought it was three.
No.
Yeah.
But that animal—it's out of the crow fly, so it covers.
No,
no, no, yeah. It's not. It's not.
And yeah, all this changed. I have no idea. I wasn't privy to any of this.
We just—that's one of the questions we were asking yesterday at the meeting. So
from the sheriff's office.
Yeah.
Yes. And they pulled out the annotated code. They were doing all that. So
annotated code for what?
They were showing the different things.
I know it's in. I know what annotated code is, and I know what Comar is. But what were they showing you?
It was about the speed cameras, and about the half mile, and I didn't look at it, but about the whole, you know, as the radius and as the crow flies, it doesn't work that way. I didn't see that. I don't know how that works.
Yeah, and did you read it?
Did I read it?
Yeah.
Not yesterday. I mean, I've read it.
That's why I said we need to bring it up, but it's also the fact of
I was not privy to any of this. I don't know.
My main thing.
I'd have to know what it is. You're saying it's Comar. I don't know.
One of the things that was said at the beginning of this whole thing about the speed cameras is there was no money out of pocket, and yet everything that those contracts that came out was that we got to put money out. We gave questions back from our lawyer, and they've never responded back.
They said, I'm working on it.
And that's...
But that's kind of a sign, like, you know.
Okay, so it's pretty much put to bed at this point.
But we are looking what some of the options. So at our next meeting, once I have Richard and I get a lot of the things that were talked about at that meeting, it's going to be brought up. And Perryville, did put one up at the middle school. They gave out 700 warnings the first week, 400 warnings the second week, and they're going to start ticketing. I think
they already did.
Yeah, it was 1 month.
600 tickets. Yeah, they gave out.
So they were going to have it up for. They said it was going to be 1 month, but I really want to see which cameras they're using and some other towns, but. The fact that this other company doesn't want to acknowledge what we're doing, I'm not feeling warm and fuzzy.
One of the questions we had, it was important to us, because we want to understand some of the speeding problems in town, right? How often do you set this camera up for? Can we move it around after 2 weeks or something? And then the contractor didn't want to budge. The camera's got to be set up for 3 months in one location, because that's the only way you're going to learn what's happening. And that's just their position.
Mm-hmm.
And a different company might have a different position, but it just seemed kind of odd.
Like, I agree with
our
that.
Data, you know, it's
I guess what my question was leading up to is we're starting to get busy already. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
they haven't returned anything back to us.
We don't have much.
It's going to be the same.
Or enforcement of our stop signs.
I will tell you what the sheriff was saying yesterday. We are actually
the safest towns
in Cecil County, and accident wise, there was an analysis that was given to us from Will Malco?
Yeah, the crash data
from the past seven years. There really hasn't been. And I'm not saying speeding is an issue, because I know it is. But there are some other things that came out of that meeting yesterday that will still be able to give us the statistical thing and to be able to slow the traffic down.
I can understand it being a smaller town, maybe not having the accidents. My biggest concerns are the speeding and the combination of moving stop signs.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I see it daily. Market Street is terrible.
You see it all over town. I do agree.
Well, I live on Market, so I notice it there more than anywhere else. And it has to be addressed before a kid runs out in the street.
And gets hit. Yep.
And we have a catastrophe.
One thing we were thinking of trying was these radar speed signs, you know, the ones that flash the speed.
That make them aware of
data,
it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yes, and that's one of the.
But data, but it also makes
that was aware. One of the things that was brought up. That is it that deters things. But from yesterday to today, do we have the information on things? No.
Well, I understand that. I'm just I'm just trying to see where we're at this
point. We've talked about, you know, the guys have been going around replacing stop signs that look faded, mm-hmm. you know, so that they're bright cherry red. And it's on their schedule to do in the next
couple of weeks. It was brought up about
paint lines.
And it was brought up about
places.
Speed humps versus bumps. And we need to not do bumps, but humps. And it was like this whole little thing about.
Hump, yeah. With,
when you're going over with the ambulance. Somebody's hurt in an ambulance, you know, and you go over a speed yeah. hump.
I mean, so there's a lot of.
Things may help at a stop sign because. The problem here is you're going down Market and we're looking at the
one of the things they said was they if we make the spot if we make white lines wide enough and they're sitting somewhere they can see where the tires are and that for running the stop sign and they don't have to be right up on you.
Well, they don't even have to look at the line. All they got to do is watch them cross the intersection.
Exactly. They'll just go through it.
Stop 2 feet further yeah. back. I'm just asking them to slow down mm-hmm. at the intersection.
And if we get the blinking signs, they're mobile. They're more mobile, so we can get them, more so than just.
That might be a great deterrent as far as the speed.
Yeah, it did help over at Cool Springs when we put it over there. It didn't stop, but it did help. And it does generate
flashing
yeah.
stop sign too.
So I want to ask
one of the things that came up yesterday, though, however, and this came from George Stanko, the highest sheriff here, is says that roads define their own speed.
Yeah. He's here.
Well, he was the highest here
yeah.
yesterday. Yeah, I'm not. No,
yeah. I think Scott would have a problem with that.
Oh, yeah. No, you're right. Roads define their own speed, and 15 mile an hour is not a known speed limit to people because they're aware of the state speed mm-hmm. and county speed. So 15 miles an hour is not a natural speed, mm-hmm. and we can't enforce it. We in no way can enforce it.
If somebody was doing 30, I would think it's okay on Market Street. It's the 40 and 50
that he doesn't like.
What I'm saying is we can put a suggestion speed up there, anything that we
yes, do. Yes, we can.
And if you suggest to do 15 and they do 30, that's much better. If you do 25, they're going to do 60. Mm-hmm. Conestoga gets 60 mile an hour all the time.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I've had to pull my neighbor out of the road because mm-hmm. he was just about hit.
Right.
Yep.
And I know people want to be nice and people want to be polite and we want to make sure we don't make anyone mad, but you can put all kinds of stuff mm-hmm. up there for deterrent, and this could be the only thing that's going to stop is the speed humps, so yep. you all can BS around all you want, that's going to work.
Or if they get
and if Danlin's needs
ticket. Yeah if they get enough tickets and you start taking money out of their pockets, they'll stop.
How they're going to get the speeding ticket? By putting the cameras up?
Oh, the cops I don't know because I
respect the police.
Let me start it on them again.
And if this is one of our priorities, you know, we can ask the sheriff's office, like, get out of the car if you
and can't give them a ticket.
Can't hide in your car and catch somebody running a stop sign, then can you walk?
But you know what, if they're sitting there and they aren't and they're stopping them from doing it, fine, don't hide. Our whole idea is to make them stop doing it.
They worked around the corner.
Yeah.
Down here, if you go down the stop sign, you make a left. They parked in that little parking lot right there. And they watched car after car mm-hmm. after car going to the Wellwood.
Yeah, exactly.
Running the stop sign at Clayton or, Market Street.
Market and Cow, yeah.
I mean, you could bring an officer in and pay the overtime and pay him out of the tickets.
You know, exactly.
There would be an excess.
Well, but you see,
but let him write them. But wait a minute. Let him write them on Charlestown tickets.
Well, they're not legally applicable in court. Circuit court won't recognize them.
I don't care about circuit court.
Well, but who's going to enforce it? The sheriff's department can't enforce the ticket on a Charlestown ticket. So it's a.
But most of the people paid them last year.
That's a citation, not a ticket.
It's a citation. Exactly. It saves them.
And with our park
rangers. And they won't get points on their license.
When with our park rangers, if we get enough of them, this is right. part of what
then we can okay.
Yeah. If,
that's I mean
just so you know, like with the park rangers who wrote some tickets last year, the parking violations specifically, those were town citations.
Yes.
We got some of them paid. We
not
knew,
all of them, not but
all of them. Right. And we knew talking with the town attorney. Yeah,
exactly.
How can you fight people who don't pay their tickets? It's more of an educational thing. And
right.
That's what we learned from the sheriff's office, I think, yesterday too.
Yes.
Education and enforcement kind of go hand in hand.
But I mean, if you get the same person over and over and over again, there were things that we could do. We could go through district court with them.
And I'm sure the rest of, I'm sure the rest of the streets have the same
yeah,
issues.
Yeah, but then that way, that way, right, Dan? Sure you start hitting them in the wall. Same issues
also.
Yeah,
that makes it difference.
Yeah.
My point with the citations, you know, is we can write them. Mm-hmm. They may not get paid, but at least we get that educational value.
And it's like, mm-hmm. yeah, you put the fear of another $50. But and the good thing about us writing them and then saying and even having the officer say, hey, I'm going to write you on a town citation and I'm going to save you this. Here's how many points you would have gotten for this speed. So I suggest you pay this.
Yeah.
Mr. Wood.
Well, I have a couple of issues on the law enforcement. One, he was talking about some kind of drug investigation or something. That
the task force.
Mm-hmm.
The task force.
I can tell you right now, the drug task force is not going to come in here and go looking after the little fish. They want the big fish. Mm-hmm. If you're going to get anything in here, you're going to probably get some guys sitting out here trying to watch something going on. But you're sitting there in a Mark Patrol car in a full uniform trying to catch guys doing drug dealing. It's not happening. It's going to be a rarity. So that's what they told them to do.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
That's what they told.
They would not respond in their regular vehicle to a drug call.
Yeah, but who's going to do that? Is it going to be the enforcement guys that we're already paying to be here for 4 hours or whatever it is? They're going to be here, or are they going to be doing that as part of their?
If they're already here, and if it's over at the parks, then they'll. Well, even either you know,
yeah, that's what
it depends on the situation.
I hear you, but say it was let's say it's a drug house. We've been getting lots of complaints about
like the ones that we've been talking about over and over again.
About drug houses in the town.
And we were told call the drug task force number and they will respond.
They said that the officers, the patrol officers, they are stretched thin and that we need to start doing calling the task force.
The same information.
Okay. And I guess there's Lou, we talked about this before. There's documentation.
Yes.
Of that call coming in.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
And whatever the response is, there has to be some documentation of that too.
Yes.
It's all on the call card.
It's all on a
card. And what he also said that when the calls go through, to make sure that they're through 911 and don't call straight up there.
Right.
That because those calls are not recorded.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to call the 996-5500 number.
Yeah.
That takes you to Central Dispatch, and they dispatch to everybody.
Yeah, I don't know where other calls were going, but they were saying a lot of the calls were going somewhere, and they're not being recorded because they were not going to 911, and they're not being
registered. Duty officer.
Yes.
Right.
Oh, gee, too bad. I guess.
I don't know if the duty officer's desk is recorded or not. I have no idea.
It apparently isn't. And
yes, it is.
Okay.
So
and who?
Thing with the speeding thing, I rarely see any of the county cars on the back streets in this town. I mostly see them on 267 stopping cars. You know, sitting down at the church down here, sitting at the firehouse.
Right.
But I rarely see them on the back streets here. And this is where all the complaints are coming from, on the back streets. You know, going down to the Wellwigs, et cetera, on stop signs, speeding. You know, we get them guys off of 267
right.
and onto the back streets in town and, you know, start doing their enforcement there.
And what I think their argument with that was like, if they're going to catch crime, in and out is how you do it, right? I guess that's why they're typically on the chase, but
We want it everywhere else.
Presence of the Backstreet.
Yeah.
Well, I know when I worked for the sheriff's office, I worked for them for 20 years. When I worked for the sheriff's office, I never hung out on the state highways. I always went on the back roads. That's where I got all my major stops and everything at. It was on the back roads because they're dodging everybody else that's out on the major highways. It's a suggestion.
Okay.
Thank you.
And I will tell you, because I won't sit here and let anybody else take the gruff. I'm the one who made the calls directly to the duty officer, and that's because my calls were serious. And I'm not going to go through a 911 operator to try to get through to exactly who I knew I needed to speak to. And that person was not answering our calls. And I knew he had to be on the desk.
Sure. Who's online? Who's next?
Jason.
Jason, did you have anything that you wanted to add?
Yeah, I just wanted to fill you guys in. I pulled the board during the meeting, and all the board of directors are in favor of honoring McGurk's contract for the paving. So I just wanted to let you guys know that, and I appreciate your guys' support.
Thank you.
Good, Jason.
Thanks.
Oh, hey, Jason.
Yes.
Can you meet with me soon about the bingo?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'll get with you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Next is Ken.
Hi, it's Ken Shockley. I'm also a fire company member and secretary of the board. First, I say thank you for your decision tonight. Yes. And also, did you approve the Easter egg hunt permit for Saturday, the 8th of April?
We haven't gotten it back yet, Ken. It went out, but we haven't received it.
George was supposed to drop it off at last month's meeting. I'll get with him and find out what happened then, but he was supposed to hand it to you at last month's meeting.
Ken, if you want to scan it and email it to me, that'd be fine too.
It's a permit. It doesn't come through us.
Okay. I copied it, so I'll drop off another copy then tomorrow.
They can do the mail. It's not a big deal.
Okay, great. And the third thing is I'm also a slip holder with the town pier.
Yeah.
When you guys look into raising the prices, I hope you compare apples to apples, you know what I mean, with marinas and things that have a lot of the marinas have finger piers or floating docks that you can access your boat much easier if you're handicapped or have a physical disability. Whereas like at the town pier at low tide, you have to be an acrobat to get on there. And one of the other things to consider is you have 36 slips, but there's only what, 8 parking spots in front of there, or 9 or 10? I'm not even sure, but I know it's nowhere near 36 parking spots. So keep that in mind also when you're discussing the price increase, please.
Yeah. Good to know.
Another suggestion might be even throwing in a free boat ramp permit for town slip holders. As another suggestion, but that's all I bring up.
Yeah.
And that's it for me. And again, thank you for the attention to the fire company thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right. Have a good night.
Good night. See you now.
Hey, Brian, this is Jason. I handed the permit to you when we came for the last meeting.
The event permit?
Yes, because you said, look, you even have the insurance policy on here as well.
Oh, that's awesome. So it's buried in a stack of paper in my desk.
It'll be, you'll get it.
All right, thank you.
Tom?
I'd just like to thank you all for the meeting tonight. Now, I don't have any comments on anything, but just thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And last but not least, Robin Rowe.
Robin. Natalie's dog was attacked too.
Hello.
Hello, Robin.
Hi, I just wanted to ask if consideration could be given to put a camera on the ice house facing the pavilion, which would monitor the activity.
I
even after hours?
The whole saga with that. Comcast doesn't provide security cameras anymore.
No.
And right when we requested it, they said, we don't do that. So I found another company. The problem is we have 5 security cameras through Comcast right now. And they're no longer going to let us do new ones. And I haven't gotten an answer. There's 2 of them that aren't working right now. And I haven't gotten an answer from them yet for service. So this is the good news is I found a company that can provide the security cameras, migrate all of our cameras from Comcast onto their platform.
Okay.
I have a cost proposal for that.
All right. And you'll have a couple.
And if, but, and if the skate park, I was thinking if the skate park is a hot spot, maybe have one there too before the children are out of school for the summer. Mm-hmm. And that could also be monitored.
Yeah, it's the perfect spot.
Yeah, we want it one there.
That's
Is that it, hon?
That's all. Thank you. Thank you very much. Good night.
She left me. We're going to meet soon, just to let you know.
The activity committee is going to meet soon.
That's it. Everybody else, is there any alibis from anybody on the board? Anybody that works here? No, yes, maybe.
Oh, do you still need a commissioner for the historical committee?
Yes.
Would like to do it.
Okay.
If it's okay.
We have never had one, and I think it should be somebody. We have a liaison there too with our board.
I'd like to do it if nobody else wants it.
Anybody else object?
No, not at all.
Thank you.
You.
I figured might as well put the old person in with if that's a historical.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Meeting is adjourned.